carried, the motion carries 4-1 with Mr. Smith opposing. All right, gentlemen, we have one more. Subdivision, our next item is subdivision 2005-61, Delmarva Woodlands Alliance 3 LLC, Deep Branch Crossing Subdivision, time extension.
This is a request for a time extension. You grant it preliminary approval with condition September 14th of 06, and have granted time extensions on September 17th of 07, November 12th of 08, and September 16th of 09. This is the fourth request for an extension. Should you choose to grant another extension, preliminary approval, the request is requesting a three-year extension. The commission has never considered a three-year extension. If you did grant a one-year extension, it would be valid until September 14th of 2011, and I provided you a copy of the request.
Mr. Abbott, this is another one in my vast area of Sussex County, and is there in the record any other information stating that this applicant has sought to obtain any permits since they were received their preliminary approval, which was
September of 06.
So do we have on file any agency approvals?
Get you filed real quick. Check. I don't believe there are any.
My concern is that by the applicant's own admission, they haven't been pursuing them. So, I mean, they said they haven't seen fit to spend the money on the engineering because of market conditions, which I can appreciate, but I'm not sure that that's, I'm not sure if that justifies an extension.
Well, none of that, Mr. Chairman, but there was nothing submitted to the commission in their request today stating their efforts to seek any approvals, and it appears quite to the contrary that they're saying that based on the market conditions, they don't intend to develop this property anytime soon, and I think that becomes self-evident when they're requesting a three-year time extension to this project. And this is where my concern comes into play, and I think that in this case, 99-33 would not apply because it's stated in 99-33 that basically we shouldn't grant any variance or modification or waiver that would have the effect of nullifying the intent and purpose of this chapter. And in that, this chapter does address the issues of once a preliminary approval is received, that the final approval should be submitted to the commission within 3 years. And that was perhaps further highlighted by the commission when 99-9B was amended on June the 2nd of 2009, stating the 36 months of approval. Basically giving the applicant 36 months to get through all that permitting process to submit a final request for final approval from the commission. So my concern would be if we approved a project like this for an extension, that we're actually being counter to the intent of Chapter 99, as well as perhaps being contrary to the goals and objectives of the comprehensive land use plan. For us to keep on the books for extended periods of time, a subdivision where obviously there's no efforts being made to proceed is contrary to the whole sunsetting process. Where this commission in the past has sunsetted projects that were not substantially underway or have not received all the final approvals. But to me, this seems to be, I'm sorry, but lack of a better word, a blatant abuse of the county code.
If this request was made a year and a half or 2 years ago, when we were under a backlog of 22 months, the different look is today when we're at a backlog of 20 total applications that haven't been heard, that'll take us could take us 4 months, but probably not. There's no backlog there that would have caused them much hardship if they had to reapply. That's good, back through the process again.
Well, except the hardship that these folks might incur, same way with any subdivision that's already received preliminary approval, is that the commission that's sitting at that point in time would be treating it as a new application.
And the ordinance could be
much different.
Conditions could be different. This is why we have sunsetting, is because the object of sunsetting is to provide for the opportunity to revisit something that never happened. Okay, if it didn't happen, then it didn't happen, and then you are looking at it in a different light. Certainly, the fact that it had been approved previously would be in the minds of those who are looking at it, but it would have to be looked at in view of whatever ordinance is in force at that time. And that's why it's there. That's why it's done that way. I'll be the first to agree that these are strange economic times that we're living in, that's for sure.
But they're the same economic times that everybody's dealing with.
So. Right. However, I don't think it created a special hardship under the ordinance. And there again, I could take you back to the ordinance. We can deviate from the three extensions and you're done policy by the ordinance if there was some, you know, extenuating special circumstance for that applicant and so on, not necessarily for conditions that are universal. So
last correspondence we have in the file from any agency was August 23rd of 06, and that was a subject feasibility statement from Deneract.
06.
Yep. No other agency correspondence besides attack.
And the commissioner will remember on Thursday night we had just what you explained, Chairman. We had basically a brand new makeup of commission hearing a reapplication for the inland base that had been approved and had sunsetted, and you know their response would probably be, "Gee, I wish we could have gotten an extra extension."
No, we'll say with that one, just to clarify, that was a conditional use.
Right.
And the commission does not have the ability. And I think you're right, the analogy.
Analogy is similar.
I just want to remind that that's why these are all subdivisions, because it comes in the subdivision code, not the zoning code for conditional use and change of zones. But yeah. I think the analogy is right with Mr. Smith.
Well, and perhaps, unfortunately for this engineer and this developer, they did not have the benefit of our discussion that was held on July the 12th at our special meeting. This was submitted to us on July the 8th of 2010. And perhaps they had the benefit of either hearing that meeting or listening to the tapes as I did, then maybe we wouldn't have gotten the letter. Well, Mr. Chairman, I'll find that one too. Concerning the request for Deep Branch Crossing, subdivision number 2005-61, request for an extension, my motion is for denial. And that's based on the lack of evidence that the developer has made any efforts to seek final approval or approvals from any of the agencies necessary, and by the applicant's own statement or request that they're not seeking those agency approvals. Therefore, I did not find that this request meets the unusual conditions under code 99-33, and therefore does not qualify under 99-35 for approval of modifications.
99-33.
Yeah, 95-35 gives us the ability to put stipulated conditions on.
Here a second.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded to deny time extension for Deep Branch Crossing Subdivision, subdivision number 2005-61, Delmarva Woodlands Alliance 3, LLC, for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.